I got involved with Iditarod in part because I just read about it so much as a kid. I was a kid in California, and I read all these books about dog sledding and, you know, just thought it was the coolest thing I'd ever heard of. It seemed too cool to be real. And when I was a teenager, I went to a dog sledding boarding school in Norway and got into mushing through that. I've now been in the sport for 13 years. So when I started getting my own team with my husband, Quince Mountain, you know, we just started running Iditarod qualifiers because I didn't let myself think I was going to run the Iditarod today or someday. That was too scary. But as long as I was running races, I thought, well, my goal will be to qualify for the Iditarod, not to run it, but to qualify. And I sort of tricked myself into it. I am here today and involved with Iditarod because at this point, it's a central event in mushing. And I have a lot of friends who are involved. I have my husband, Quince Mountain, is running his rookie race this year. And I was really excited to get out on the trail in a different capacity, you know, in my work as a journalist. So I'm working with Anchorage Daily News, and that's been really wonderful working with that team and just getting to be on the trail and find the stories that are so moving to me and then share them with a wider audience. One of my most memorable Iditarod experiences was it's funny because I think about, you know, it would certainly be from running the Iditarod because that was one of the most memorable parts of my life. But it felt so big. It felt like a lifetime out there. And so how do you pin it down to a memory or two? But the first thing that comes to mind is after this challenge that felt so impossible at times and so beautiful and life-changing, and I just was never, ever confident that I would make it to Nome, and fighting my way up that mountain and seeing the lights of Nome, and my dog saw the lights of Nome, and just realizing that we were really going to finish this thing. That was probably, you know, one of the strongest highs of my life, just seeing those lights come through the shadows. What I know for sure in life, oh my gosh, I know that I love my family and I love nature and I love dogs. That's something I know for sure. So anything that brings those together is where I want to be.